At noontime today, all non-essential businesses in the state were closed and will stay shut for 2 weeks to help reduce the spread of the coronavirus. That's by order of the state. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman went to Moody Street in Waltham to capture the feelings of store owners in the heart of the city's commercial district. Bruce returned with this audio postcard.
The weather was sunny but cold as U.S. mail carrier Chris Kirk walked down Moody Street wearing blue latex gloves. Letters and packages in hand, Kirk's mood was chill.
Rain, sleet, snow, shine, we're coming, baby. We're coming.
Kirk says delivering Amazon packages keeps him busy these days. Nobody goes out shopping. Most of the stores have signs of the times hanging on their doors. The one at Gourmet Pottery reads, "We're just closed for a time to be safe. Please be well. Can't wait to reopen."
The stores are closed for the most part.
So what do you do with their mail?
I bring it back and wait for them to call, and they can pick it up, or I'll make arrangements.
A few doors down, Miriam Benitez was just placing a sign on her store's door saying, closed until April 7. She's trying to be optimistic.
I'm still trying to figure out how it's going to impact us. This is going to be for the long term, I know.
Benitez hopes her shop will be open in July to celebrate its 25th anniversary. It's called Lizzie's Ice Cream.
Our business is seasonal. We're about to enter ice cream season, and this is when we make most of our money for the year. And so I think it's going to have a long-term impact on our business, and we're just trying to figure out what's going to happen. Everybody has to do their part for the non-spread, and I feel like by doing this, we're doing our part.
Most of the signs along Moody Street are in Spanish and English, some in Urdu. At ID Art Graphics Shop, there's a T-shirt in the window with the message, "Keep calm and keep your distance." J&M Dollar Discount has a new sign saying it will close an hour earlier, but otherwise, it's business as usual.
We are open because I feel we provide essential services to the local community.
Hamsarat Singh, everyone calls him Harry, has owned J&M for 15 years. If ever a store was essential, it's his.
People don't have cars. They can't go to BJ's, Target, Costco's. So they need to walk to get their stuff.
And Harry has stuff.
Paper goods, cleaning supplies.
And religious figurines. Hindu, Buddhist, Muslim, Christian. Pain creams, foot ointments, umbrellas. Stack floor to ceiling.
A little bit of food items. So anything you want for the house, we have it. So they stop by, the regular customers. And they're really excited because they ask me, you know, if you're going to be open. I say, yes, for the time being, yes.
So the mood on Moody Street?
It's upbeat. They're not really sad or anything. They're not fretting it. Everyone knows it will pass eventually. Like all everything else, you know, just passes. So,
store owners on Moody Street in Waltham. They spoke with WBUR's Bruce Gellerman.